Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and those 7,000 Florida National Guardsmen that have been activated because of the hurricane, Hurricane Ian, and they're currently doing what they're doing. Also to our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That includes our bulk mail center delivery mail guys that are probably working again tonight. And it also includes our suicide jockeys that are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel from point A to B. And, of course, let's not forget the Amazon workers inside the warehouse and the drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America. Now, don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com and the website. Go over there and check out all the different things that we have to offer over there. Alrighty, joining us right now from California, IA, and emphasize the IA, it's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Phew. Couldn't get them to be quiet. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Kyle, I'm not going to say we dodged a bullet because we didn't. Florida got hit, not dead on, but where they took the pounding, they got it from Hurricane Ian. And Ian is now a distant memory. But in the meantime, we're sitting back here, those of us that are left behind with the storm, and we're watching all the things that are going on and all the things that are going to have to happen. And one of the big things, of course, was the power. We still have a bunch of people without power right now.
That's exactly right. I've seen some estimates about 2.15 up to 2.5 million people.
That's right.
May still be out of power at this time. And I think it's a great time to remind everybody, Captain, again, as people venture out, don't go near any down power line. Don't get close to it. Just call it in.
Yep. Be safe. rather than being sorry.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, we're also now hearing, Captain, after the 2 a.m. update from the National Hurricane Center, that Hurricane Ian is now rapidly weakening. That is actually great news, because before we kept hearing that it was rapidly intensifying as it was gaining strength out in the Gulf. So it is starting to wane, but we still have a lot of rain and we still have a lot of wind ahead as it's heading through the state of Florida now.
Yeah, it's almost out in the ocean, but where it goes next is kind of interesting. It's going to go right up the eastern seaboard.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, but of course, dealing with the aftermath of this is going to be very, very trying. There's no doubt about it. Of course, we're seeing a lot of the devastation and some of the video that is already beginning to come out of places like Fort Myers and Cape Coral and so forth. This is going to be a lot of devastation to deal with, unfortunately.
Now, according to Duke Energy, they have nearly 10,000 of their line workers ready to restore power when the storm passes. Now, the storm has already passed over here, but I think they're still waiting because of the wind and the rain and the water that's being pushed around by the wind and the rain. That's what I think they're waiting on.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the good news is that there are a lot of technicians and workers pre-positioned, ready to go to begin to try to start restoring power as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully they'll be able to do just that. But there's a lot of questions about whether or not they're going to be able to move along quickly or they're going to have to take their time.
Well, precisely, because they have to find out, especially in the daylight, when the sun begins to come up later, exactly what they're dealing with, whether or not they're going to have a lot of impediments along the roads and so forth. The water itself has to recede, and the list just goes on. But unfortunately, and Captain, I'm hoping and praying that there are a lot of people that were, if they chose to stay behind, that they were able to find shelter, that they were able to ride it out, and that we're not going to have a lot of just very grisly, terrible stories of victims of Hurricane Ian.
Well, I saw a lot of people that chose to write it out, and those are going to be the stories. And I did see some, not a lot, but some that wound up going to the shelters. So we'll see how that plays out and who was right and who was wrong. Okay, folks, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with more right here on a Thursday morning with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let me tell you all about
it. If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listeners in Hernando and Citrus counties have been waiting for this. Moss Nissan is now open in Brooksville at the corner of the Suncoast Parkway and State Route 50. This new dealership is just beautiful, by far the nicest in Brooksville. I'll be at the new Moss Nissan in Brooksville this Saturday from 11 to 3, and while I'm there, I'll help you get the best deal on that new or pre-owned Nissan. We'll have your grill fired up, so come hungry and get something to drink. This Saturday, 11 to 3, at the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, corner of the Suncoast Parkway and State Route 50.
And you know what else I'll have? Some MyPillow certificates. And that's from Mike Lindell. And be able to save a bunch of money on some stuff. And again, to find out more, go to the website, MyPillow.com. Go into the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be able to save a bunch of money. You can also call them at 800-641-5459 and talk to a live person. Now, whatever you want to do, have at it, because all you got to do is buy one item and you get Mike Lindell's new book absolutely free with any purchase. So the number to call, 800-641-5459. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. You'll be glad you did. Save you a bunch of money. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we certainly know that our storm, we dodged a bullet of sorts, because this storm could have really done a lot of serious damage, more so than what we know about. This could have been the 100-year storm, but I don't think, and I haven't been able to see a lot of damage, because the planes, the helicopters and all that weren't up and flying yesterday because of the wind and because of the rain. So we won't be able to see anything till today. That's when the pictures will start to come up, the overheads and more live shots on the ground where we can actually try to see something. You agree with that?
Well, exactly right. Yeah, when the sunlight comes up, and then there'll even be helicopters, but also news media will have drones that they'll be flying up to take a look and see what the devastation looks like. I'm afraid, Captain, especially along Fort Myers Beach, Estero Island, Sanibel, these areas too are going to show a lot of devastation, most unfortunately, even in the Fort Myers proper and so forth. It's really going to be bad, I'm afraid.
Well, that's because of there were houses underwater.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. And, of course, then as it made its way through the state and on its way through towards Orlando and so forth, we're still going to get a lot more in the daylight, of course. You know, what really I think is very, very important, too, is that I think a lot of people were able to pre-position a lot of aid and a lot of things like that. Governor DeSantis, of course, had the news conferences and so forth. The people of Florida were as ready, I think, hopefully, as they could be, and getting ready for the responses that we know are going to be dramatic in many ways.
Well, it's not our first rodeo for a bunch of us.
Well,
so
exactly right. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, now it was interesting too, Captain, because the storm, you know, took that track and then it headed in towards Cape Coral and Port Charlotte and that general area, right, where it was going to come ashore, but it did not head on up to Tampa. And of course, the folks in Tampa, they certainly did dodge a bullet on this. It's my understanding that, of course, a direct hit on Tampa would also result in major damage, costly as well. It's not quite as set up to endure that kind of damage, from what I understand.
Nope. And let's go to the phone lines. We have the honorary mayor of Clearwater. It would be Mr. Mike, the mayor. Hello.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. While we're on the subject of the storm, Captain, and I'm just going to make this quick, the property insurance market in Florida was kind of in some trouble before this storm came.
You think?
And with the massive damage that's done, it's kind of like a body blow. So what do you think is going to happen with the insurance, Captain? Are we all going to get canceled? Are the rates going to go up to where the vast majority of us can't afford it? Can you tell me what you think? Both of y'all, thank you so much.
Well, when it comes to insurance, Kyle, I've never known insurance to go down, especially property insurance. How about you?
Well, no, not at all. And now some underwriters may stop writing policies in the area. And we have it's not totally apples to apples, but in California you have areas that are more prone to being caught in a wildfire. And so you have insurance companies that will simply no longer write policies there. In some cases, I know at least in California, and go to the state as the insurer of last resort. That may be the case in Florida at some point, but it just depends. You know, they take a look at the chances. What are the chances that another huge hurricane is going to come right to the same place again within the next 100 years, or this kind of thing? So they calculate it like that. But Mike is right. The insurance is going to go up. That's for sure.
Yeah. Leo just chimed in from Miami. He's down there riding the slow train to China, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, he says Tampa Bay emptied out. It did what they call surge reversal, same thing that happened during Irma. He's talking about the bay and the water backing out. It didn't empty out. It lowered. It also did that in some other places, depending on how the clockwise or counterclockwise activity to the storm was. And the way that it came around, that's what it did. It pushed the water out of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I heard about that, and that's really dramatic. It's really just another reminder, Captain, that when nature starts doing something like this, it's, you know, we just have to sometimes hunker down and head for the hills. It's not something we can control at all.
Well, they were warning people not to go walking out in the bay where the water was gone, because the water could come back just as fast as it left.
No kidding. No kidding. And I know there might be some daredevils or look at this, you know, take my picture or something like that. But, you know, as we try to warn everybody, just be safe in this. Don't take chances.
Yeah, Leo's saying that he wished he'd been here. He would have gone swimming.
Well, some people did hang out, and they were there, and they got in the water before the brunt of the storm hit. And I don't know, Captain. I don't know. I don't think that's something I would want to go do.
Nope. Not me.
Right. Well, and of course, also, you know, I think, Captain, more of the stories that we're going to hear about people who, as you mentioned earlier, who rode out the storm, but we're also going to get some stories of great heroism, I think, once the first responders really are able to begin hitting the streets, as it were, and going to help people who need help, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to find more people sitting on their roofs, or what do you think?
Don't know. I don't think anybody would be sitting on the roof. I believe that the people from wherever they came from will probably be thinking about leaving, having gone through that storm.
Yeah, exactly. And again, this is one of those reasons, again, why when they issue these evacuation orders, it's best to just comply with that and go. You know, you mentioned about insurance. A lot of the folks probably have these mobile homes. They probably don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be faced with the idea, well, they're going to have to, if they want to replace it, they'll have to pay for that. But I do know, Captain, that a lot of people are going to replace them. You'll see a lot of these communities spring back up again.
Yeah, I'm sure. By the way, Russian President Vladimir Putin has two goals in mind behind the Kremlin's alleged sabotage of the Nord Stream number two pipeline, according to top intelligence expert John Jordan. What are those? What do you think those two things are in mind?
Well, I know for one thing, he wants to really get at the resolve for the West to continue to supply Ukraine. Right. That's one of the things I know that he wants to do.
Supply them with what? Beans and bullets?
Well, exactly, yeah. Whatever it is that we're doing in order to help the Ukraine forces fight against the Russian forces, exactly.
Well, remember, we're going to give them another $12 billion.
Yes, exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, now, at least four times in the past, the FBI has passed on presidential raids. But all of a sudden, this time around, they went and raided Donald Trump's place of residence. What do you suppose that was all about?
Well, unfortunately, since day one, you know, when Donald Trump went down the escalator now in Trump Tower and announced he was running for president, you know, there was this concerted effort, it seems, you know, the Russia hoax, creating the dossier, spying on the Trump campaign. The list just goes on. And so now you come up with this raid. And, of course, there are political actors, unfortunately, who are taking over in some of these cases to do these things.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we'll be back. So hold on to the fort.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. The search is underway for a suspect in Oakland, California, who police say opened fire at a school Wednesday afternoon. Six adults were wounded. at the Rustdale Continuation High School, where many students are immigrants who have recently fled their home countries due to violence. Oakland Assistant Police Chief Darren Allison says investigators are asking anyone with information about the crime to come forward.
We are currently and actively looking for at least one shooter, although there may be other individuals involved.
More than a million customers are in the dark in Florida as Hurricane Ian swamps the state. A significant number of people are trapped in their homes and calling first responders for help. Sandra Donatelli lives in Bonita Springs. She said she was surprised at how bad it got.
The surge actually reached our condo, and that was really, I think, unheard of.
The National Hurricane Center says Ian has now weakened to a Category 3 storm and is expected to keep losing steam over the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Who was that speedy masked man that went sailing through here? Why, it was Speedy Von Kyle.
Alrighty. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You know, Relief Factor is the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. They're on a mission. They're on a mission. And you rarely see this kind of focus on trying to get the job done. But they want to see to it that everybody who's under any kind of pain has the opportunity to try Relief Factor, the three-week quick start, try the sample to begin with, and see if it works. It's very simple. Very simple. The product, the ingredients that are in it, which happened to be turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help you by going directly to the spot of the pain, directly to the spot of the pain. And then they also get rid of the inflammation that you've got and any other problem that you have when it comes to pain by going straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. And it gets you ready to go. Gets you ready to go so that you can get out there and do what you need to do. And the best part of it is, it only costs $19.95 in a three-week quick start. Yep, that's it, $19.95. You get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a shot, see if it'll work for you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I think we have a caller that I've been waiting on here to call us. So let's see here. Good morning, Mr. Caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's John Gibson, Cap.
All righty. I thought it was you. Okay, I wanted to make sure, because sometimes I say the wrong thing and it's the wrong person, and they go, no, it's me. Well, John, the reason... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Aren't you in St. Petersburg?
I am in Tampa, but I live in St. Petersburg. I haven't been home for 2 days.
Yeah, well, sorry, what's going on?
We have had one hell of a hurricane come roaring through to the south of us,
yeah.
Over into the central part of Florida. We had 155-mile-an-hour winds that came ashore, and after about an hour or so, knocked down to about 140, and after about another hour, knocked down to about 125, and now they're sitting up there east and north of Orlando as the Category 1 hurricane is going out into the ocean. We had one whale of a storm.
Well, you sure did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, you have written a new book, and the reason that you're calling and we're talking is because you normally don't write books about fiction.
No. I wrote three nonfiction books. The last one was 17 years ago. I kind of got tired of it. The political books are sometimes feel a little tedious.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you may have heard that at a certain point in life, your employers retire you. And that's what happened to me. And I decided I was going to write mystery novels, or what passes for mystery novels. And so the second one is out now. It's called Death in the Reeds, and it's on Amazon. And the title is Death in the Reeds, mm-hmm. by John Gibson. And it follows the my fictional character, who is a TV reporter who is always getting fired or suspended or benched or beached or something, which takes him away from normal duties and allows him to be sucked into some drama of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, both of the fiction books I wrote, the Mickey Judge Mysteries, are about a real thing. The first one was called O.J.'s Knife, and it was about the fact the cops never found O.J.'s knife.
Right.
And in my story, two guys find the knife. And then big people are trying to get their hands on it for various reasons. In this case, at the start of the Iraq War, the Iraq Natural Museum was looted. And among the thousands of items that were stolen was a small 3,000-year-old plaque which depicts a lioness killing a young boy. Now, there are two of these in the world. One of them's at the British Museum, and the other was at the Iraq Museum. And the one at the Iraq Museum was stolen. Hadn't been recovered. It's still missing. And in my story, I follow the guy who stole it as he's stealing it and trying to escape Iraq, and following the object as it wends its way through Lebanon and then France and then turns up in the United States, and particularly in San Francisco, where my guy, Mickey Judge, is trying to prevent his girlfriend from getting involved in her attempt to sell the thing and score a big commission. And he keeps telling her, this is bad boogie, stay away from it, but she can't help herself. And anyway, that's the story. I don't want to give away too much of it. It's Death in the Reeds by John Gibson, and it's there on Amazon. And, boy, I sure feel sorry for y'all in Florida. I know that's going to be very hard for a lot of people in Florida to order my book because they haven't got a place to send it.
Well, there's a lot of seniors that unfortunately live in mobile homes down here, and anybody who wasn't properly insured or lived in an older mobile home and had a 100-mile-an-hour wind come at them or higher than that, probably either A, doesn't have a roof, or B, might not have a bunch of windows.
Yeah. I've been watching a video. It's scary as all hell. And I knew I was going to be talking to you, and I looked at the email and said, wait a minute, was he supposed to call me, or was I supposed to call him? And
no, you're going to call me.
Note. Yeah, well, I found a note.
Okay.
Buried in that email chain, I saw, ooh, St. Petersburg. Oops, ooh.
We came through it with shining colors, thank God, and we had a lot of things going for us, a lot of people around the country praying for us, and of course it's always nice to have friends. Now, my friend that's listening to this, I'm going to have him say something. Kyle, say hello to John Gibson.
Yeah, hi, John. Welcome to the show. Glad to see you've got a new book out. That's amazing.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it very much.
You know, I had just a quick question. Can you tell us something about, because it's a Mickey Judge mystery, who is Mickey Judge and how did he come about?
Oh, well, they say write what you know. You know, I spent 50 years doing the news. And so Mickey Judge is a TV reporter, and he's kind of an amalgam of a bunch of TV reporters I knew with just a touch of some of my stuff. About him, but yeah, he is a character who, I mean, you may have noticed, it's not true of every TV reporter, but a lot of them move around and move from station to station, mm-hmm. from town to town, mm-hmm. city to city. Sometimes they do it because they've got a better job, pay more money, bigger town, and sometimes they get fired and they move, because they have to. Well, Mickey Judge is one of those guys who's always getting in trouble. In this Death in the Reeds, he defies a vice president at the network he's working at, and she fires him. And then he goes back home, or his hometown in San Francisco, where there's a job waiting for him, and he immediately gets in trouble there and finds himself suspended. And that's when this stuff happens. I mean, the thing about him is that he's a guy who, you know, is addicted to the adrenaline of going out and chasing a story and getting it. And then he doesn't really pay attention to the downsides of the job. And the main downside is you will find a bunch of people who will tell you is you hang around too long. You're working in TV and it's all very exciting and the adrenaline rush is great when you're chasing story. And then one day you wind up, mm-hmm. you wake up and you're 60 and they say, you know, we need younger blood in here. And so you mm-hmm. find yourself on the street and Mickey Judge is on his way to that moment. He's not quite there yet, but...
Well, John, I want you to give us a website and how we can find the book.
You can find it at Amazon.com. And the easiest way to buy any book in America is Amazon. And it's Death in the Reeds by John Gibson at Amazon.com.
And all the best, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
And thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. Okay, that's John Gibson, everybody. And John Gibson, you might remember, for years, was with the Fox News Channel. Right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, John Gibson.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box at GMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working
for two. And he may be common, but don't call him trash. For he'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin. He's a working class, and Leland Martin is taking it to it, just like Sonny Pruitt. Alrighty, and let me just get over here and read this and then give this to Kyle. Now, the Hurricane Ian made landfall about 3:05 yesterday afternoon, right in the middle of mainland Florida, right over here just north of Fort Myers and just north of Punta Gorda, which is where Hurricane Charlie went aboard 18 years ago. And, of course, it came aboard as a Category 4 major hurricane. And I'll tell you what, you talk about a storm that made its presence known. Didn't take long for that baby to get going in the water. It came in with a wall of water about 18 foot high, we're being told, when it hit the outer islands right there. And you probably saw some pictures of people up on their roofs because they couldn't get in their house. And you probably saw the picture of the shark that was swimming down the street because he was an uninvited guest that wound up coming in there, about a six-foot shark. And he just came in there swimming down the street trying to figure out how the heck to get out of the predicament he was in. Don't know what happened there, but I wouldn't have gotten anywhere near that shark. Sorry. Thank you very much. Okay. So that's where we're at. Kyle Warren's going to take it away, and you tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We've got some rain to tell you a little bit about tonight, but before we get to that, it looks like the heat advisories, extreme heat warnings, those are falling off now for the Los Angeles area and Southern California. That was up from about Santa Clarita all the way down to San Diego, basically, and out towards Borrego Springs. So it should be a little bit cooler, so that's some good news. But we do have some rain up in Idaho, northern Montana tonight up near Kalispell. We've also got a little bit of rain coming across I-90. Now, this is going to be just west of Spokane, so you got rain coming across the road there. Down in Montana area, if you're south of Hamilton, U.S. Highway 93, actually a little bit south of Darby now, looks like you've got rain coming across the road there. And scattered a little bit in northern Utah, not really a whole lot to speak of, so that's some good news. So definitely drive carefully out there, and hopefully there'll be no land sharks out there on the road, Kyle.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we're going to go up to South Dakota, and we're going to tell you that along the state line with Nebraska and South Dakota, down in the western half, right on the border right there, you've got some unsettled weather, and we'll just have to see what happens there. Meanwhile, going over into Minnesota, southwestern corner of Minnesota, there is some unsettled weather there. We'll see what's going on there. Right now, we don't have a lot of information about it. And then coming on down to Texas, the metroplex of Texas, you've got looks like an unsafe or unhealthy weather condition with the air quality there. And if you're coming down there, they're telling people to wear a mask or make sure you got your little oxygen tank with you because the air just isn't up to snuff. And then looking over there at San Antonio and taking it on down towards Laredo, you've got the same situation going on there with unsafe and poor air quality. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, when you come over and take a look at what's going on with the colder temperatures tonight, Michigan and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan has a freeze warning. And it's just the way it is across most of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight. It's all a freeze warning. Now, when you come down into Wisconsin, the lower half of Wisconsin is under a frost or a freeze advisory, depending on where you look. And also, Illinois. The upper half of Illinois is a little bit chilly tonight, so folks are getting ready to throw another log on the fire for their guests there up in that area. Now, taking a look at Hurricane Ian, it's still a hurricane. We still have hurricane watches and advisories and all that for Florida, especially the upper portion of Florida from the let's just call it across the central part of Florida. And then we have issues with the weather all the way up to, let's see here, North Carolina. Yep, North Carolina with what could be some very tasteless words using for the show that they've got, the demonstration that's going on right now. Now, that being said, I want to mention real quick here that the folks along the coastline from about Norfolk, Virginia, all the way down to all the way down to Miami, they're working on ports to try to get it so that Donald Trump's ships and the shipments and stuff that he gets can pull into any one of those ports down through there. And we'll see how that works out, Kyle, because that's quite an investment on his part. But the return on investment will be about 2,000% more than what they currently have going on.
Well, sure, sure. And, of course, with what's happening with the storm and so forth is going to have a lot of impact, we know, as it makes its way up, as it leaves, as it exits Florida. So it's definitely going to still be a lot of rain, a lot of moisture, a lot of wind, and so they're going to have to watch out in those areas.
Now, I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think that there's going to be another storm form for a little while. Now, there is a storm coming across the ocean, but they're saying that it's not going to amount to anything. What do you think?
Well, that's right. And this was, we were tracking this. This is Tropical Depression 11. Yesterday, this time looked like it had a pretty good chance of developing into a cyclone. Doesn't look like that at this time, but it's still there off the coast of Africa as it's coming in through the Atlantic. And right now moving ahead at about, looks like, well, the winds are about 35 miles an hour, moving north-northwest at about 10 miles an hour. So it's still got some time out there in the ocean, so we'll see.
Yeah, and it would be interesting to see how this plays out because of the fact that you've got all of this stuff that's going on right now today, and it's not going to clear up today. There's just way too much stuff to do. And by the way, did you see the fire station with the trucks that got immense in water in their own fire station down in Naples?
No, I didn't see that particular clip. No, that's terrible.
Well, it was terrible, but they managed to get themselves out of it, and
good.
Yeah, and they had to put their ladder truck out of service because it was parked in such a situation where the water was right up into the cab of the driver's, where the driver sits.
Wow.
And that's just not going to work.
Nope. Nope.
All right, folks. Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, you hold that thought. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Well, wait a minute. Sorry. We'll be right back with the news, top of the hour news. And then after that, the second Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up in about 45 minutes. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.